The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at UTEP, also known as OLLI, is all about providing learning opportunities for senior adults 50 years of age and older on UTEP's scenic campus. Through the programs offered at OLLI, El Paso area senior adults will find numerous opportunities to become involved, engage their minds, elevate their spirits, and join others with like interests and activities toward healthy aging. OLLI is currently taking registration for their summer programs that will feature art, music, and film classes. Here to tell us all about this program and how to participate are Ian Wilson and Susan Sobin. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina.
Thank you for having us.
So I was looking through your programs, and they're amazing. You have everything from poetry to the Art of Versailles to metal embossing. How do these programs work out? I mean, I can't imagine how much fun people are having doing these.
They have a great time. It's as social as it is academic, and we have very high-quality instruction.
The way this works is that we actually have a committee called a curriculum committee that accepts proposals from folks all over the community. Some are instructors here at UTEP. Some are people in the community who just have a passion in some area of expertise, and they propose a class. The committee gets together and looks over all the proposals for the coming term and decides what classes are going to be taught for that term. So they always try to get a balance. Art things, some crafts things, some literature, some history, because OLLI members like everything. So we like to have something for everybody.
And it's got to be challenging a program for seniors, no? Because, I mean, you've had a life, you've got lots of experience. Yeah, you think you know it all, you know, but there's always room for growing. So how do you keep the programming exciting for your students?
Two things. One, we bring things back that they like.
Uh-huh.
Folks like to repeat things, not that they're failing classes and come back to
more
take
about
it again.
Getting better, sharpening your tool.
But they're sharpening their skills, exactly. And we always like to provide new things as well, because people want to come back and learn new things.
Right.
The committee are actual members who attend these classes, so they do a good job of deciding what we're going to do and what we're not going to do.
I noticed there was one class that's completely in Spanish.
We do have some classes in Spanish,
which is so cool, you know, for somebody like my parents. You know, my mom's first language is Spanish, and I think learning and having that conversation comes easier to her in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So it was so neat to see that you all are offering those classes as well. And I think that it seems like the students have a little bit of input as to what they want to do in some of those classes.
Very much so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw they're probably going to do one on the history of the Second War. Is that right? Did I read that correctly? Segundo Barrio here?
That's right. Our summer class is a discussion of the culture and history of El Paso in Spanish.
Which
That'll
is
be very
awesome.
Exciting. Yeah, yeah.
Over the past couple of years, we have tried to increase the number of classes that are taught in Spanish because, as you know, 80% of the folks here in El Paso are Spanish speakers.
Yes.
It's their mother tongue. And you can always learn better in your mother tongue. I actually was born in Mexico and grew up in Brazil and learned Portuguese. And I always feel more comfortable learning things in Portuguese.
So does that mean you're going to offer us programming in Portuguese?
Well, we've had classes to teach Portuguese, and I've done a class in the music of Brazil.
Mm, how cool.
And it was a very, very well-attended class. Mm. Folks had a lot of fun, and we listened to lots of music, and we brought out some Brazilian instruments, and we had a lot of fun. So, but back to the language, it's so important for people to learn in their own language.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had mixed results. Sometimes the classes don't make, not enough people sign up for them. So we encourage you, if you like classes in Spanish, please call us and sign up for this class this summer. It's called Complacencias.
Yes.
And it's all about different parts of history. It's all about El Paso. It's about the Spanish language. Mm-hmm. And it's taught by a gentleman, Jesus Burciaga, who himself has great Spanish skills. And I love to hear him teach and talk, and the whole class has a lot of fun.
Well, and it sounds like the perfect opportunity to reminisce. He brings up the old radio stations where
Absolutely.
You could call in and make your
Absolutely.
Requests. So it seems like one of those things that also probably harvests community and just takes you back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's a great historian, a professional journalist.
So this is important because today is technically your last day of registration.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody is hearing this right now and they're interested, I know you said that if they left you a phone message over the weekend, that they could count themselves in?
Yes.
So tell us about the registration process and how that works.
Right. We're on campus. Our telephone number is 747-6280. If they would like to go online and check out the course list and program details before calling, we're at olli@utep.org.
And it's important. It's O-L-L-I.
O-L-L-I-A-T, spelled out. olli@utep.org.
Okay, so there you have it. You can check out the classes. But let's dive into the classes. We talked about complacencias, all in Spanish. But then you have meditation and the power of intention.
Exactly.
I've also seen this other class about women artists and surrealism.
Right.
What else can people expect? I know the metal class is popular. There's the metal embossing because I've seen the works that come out of that class. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be one that keeps coming back, probably, like you said.
It keeps coming back. Mm-hmm. We probably have the most prolific instructor for that class. It's Romy Hawkins, and she has taught this class for a number of years, and it is always one of the first classes that fill up.
Yes.
Partly because she takes a limited amount of students. If you take too many students, you can't provide individual assistance. So she takes 22 students in a classroom, and they actually start right away doing embossing on copper. Mm-hmm. And some of the students have been her students for a number of years, but she always has room for new people, and she can go over the basics, and folks have a lot of fun in that class as well.
And it seems neat. You make a good point, because it seems like it's all levels. So if you've been taking the class with her for a really long time,
right,
that's fine. But if you want to come in and learn, right, don't be scared. And then you'll be surrounded by others that can help,
right,
you too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes we say that the beauty of our class and our program is that there's no pressure. There's no tests. There's no homework.
No papers.
It's just the sheer joy of learning. But sometimes learning, for example, in arts, you do have to do some work and you do some homework. Mm-hmm. But people really enjoy doing it.
It seems like they do. Will you tell us about OLLI as a whole and the programs and why and how they exist here on the UTEP campus?
OLLI stands for Osher Lifelong Learning Program. And in the olden days, it used to be called Center for Lifelong Learning. The Osher program is actually a nationwide program. There are 119 OLLIs throughout the country. They're all based in a university setting, and there's a lot of synergy between universities and these types of programs because it offers a chance for alumni, it offers a chance for older adults to come back to the university to enjoy a campus like UTEP.
Absolutely.
And also to have the sheer joy of learning experience. So we're a mid-size OLLI. We have about 600 members.
That's a lot of members.
We'd like to grow.
Yeah.
There are some OLLIs. There's an OLLI in Miami that has 12,000 members.
Oh, wow. So
and
let's
it
try
is
to
amazing.
Shoot from Miami.
It's
then
an amazing program. But we were the first ones to offer just classes in Spanish.
And that makes so much sense for
it
where
sure
we
does.
Are.
That's exactly the case.
And,
yes,
and who our population is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I saw you have yoga, which is so important, especially later you get an age, you know, the balance and just your well-being and mental good space. It's
right.
Good
well,
stuff.
As I said, you know, there's something for everybody. Mm-hmm. There's mind, body, spirit classes like this meditation class. There's the art classes and there's literature and history as well. So something for everybody.
Yeah. Should I quickly go over what classes we still have open?
Please do, because we're nearing the last day of registration.
That's right. Okay. In the arts, we're doing a survey of sculpture and architecture. We're doing women in surrealism, for example, Frida Kahlo and Leonora Carrington. We have one spot left as of today in the art of the Versailles Palace, which includes court life, costumes, and the art there. Also, beginning recorder.
So you're playing the recorder.
Yes, they're learning to play.
How cool.
Yeah. Also, the making of thriller films, including Hitchcock, and Hollywood Golden Age scandals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's like a tabloids, but in the past.
That's right.
For history, we'll offer China Yesterday and Today. and this discussion of El Paso history that we talked about.
Which is important to remind people that that class is completely in Spanish.
Correct. But he also speaks excellent English.
Beautiful.
If any students of Spanish have questions. For body, mind, and spirit, as you talked about, yoga, meditation, also aromatherapy and Celtic spirituality.
So those are the classes that are available. And again, if people want to register, you said you'll take their phone messages if they call over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And take them into account. So give us that number again.
Okay. 747-6280. And if they'd like to follow up with a visit to our office, we're in Miners Hall, room 209.
Okay.
And we're staffed afternoons, Monday through Friday, 1:30 to 4:30. And I also want to say that parking is free. It's included with your enrollment.
Added bonus.
Yeah.
How about that?
The price is only $35, and students can take all the classes they want to for
now,
the $35.
If someone wants to look at the website and register online, can you tell us how to do that again?
They need to register actually by phone
or in person. But all the classes are online.
All the classes are online along with program details.
Okay.
And the website is OLLI@UTEP.org.
So there you have it, folks. If you have a senior in your life, 50 years or older, that's looking to broaden their mind, spirit, have some fun learning how to do metal embossing, oral histories, mm-hmm. yoga, you name it. Ollie's got it for you.
We sure do.
And if you, for some reason, don't get in for a summertime, there's always the next semester. So
that's correct.
Just stay attuned to Ollie and check out all their programs. Today, my guests have been Ian Wilson and Susan Sobin of Ollie. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina.
Thank you.